啊，我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
我们在天上的父，
Our Heavenly Father,
我们感谢你把你的独生儿子耶稣基督赐给我们，
thank you for blessing us with your only Son, Jesus Christ.
让他替我们的罪死在十字架上，而且复活。
He died on the cross for our sin and resurrected.
因着你爱子所成就的救恩。
Because of the salvation of your lovely Son,
啊，我们的人生才有永恒的意义。
so our life has eternal meaning.
我们所做的一切，在你的面前才有可能有价值。
So what we do before you is worthwhile.
我们今天在这里的敬拜，才有可能蒙你的悦纳。
So our worship, before you will be pleased to you.
我们求你的圣灵在我们当中大大的动工。
May your Holy Spirit be working here.
我们求你的名在我们中间显伟大。
May your name be glorified.
我们求你的救恩在我们当中显为真实。
May your salvation be true among us.
求圣灵带领我们用心灵和诚实来敬拜你。
May your Holy Spirit lead us, lead our heart and mind.
求你去掉我们当中一切的自高之事。
Please, delete, take away all our, pride.
求你去掉我们发痒的耳朵。
Take away our, ear that doesn't, listen.
求你让我们用心灵和诚实来敬拜你。
Please help us to worship you with our heart and mind.
求你让我们从温柔的心领受所栽种的道。
Please help us to learn your words with a gentle heart.
求你让我们有信心与听见的道调和。
Please help us to learn what you teach us with our heart.
求你让我们不仅仅听道和学道，而且行道。
Please help us to behave according to your words.Not only just listen to your words.
愿一切的荣耀和颂赞都归给你。
May all the glory be to you.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名求，阿门。
Pray in Jesus' name, Amen.
啊，弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
啊，我们今天讲到的题目是我受从苦难到荣耀。
The topic of the sermon today is from suffering to glory.
我相信苦难是每一个人都在问的一个问题。
I believe that everyone is asking the question about suffering.
如果上帝是全能的、良善的，为什么我们的人生充满了各种各样的苦难？
If God is almighty and kind, why do we still have so many sufferings in our life?
那有的基督徒可能问这样的问题。
Some Christians might ask this question.
那我成了基督徒，为什么还会依然有苦难？
Why after I become a Christian, why I still have so many sufferings?
啊，有人可能甚至这样问。
Someone.Might ask this question.
好，我这样爱主了，我这样追求了，为什么我的人生还是有各种各样的苦难
？Why I love God, love the Lord so much? Why there's still so many sufferings in my life?
所以我相信苦难是我们人生不可回避的一个问题。
So I believe that this question about suffering is unavoidable in our life.
也是我们的信仰不能回避的一个问题。
It's also a question that we have to face in our faith.
我们讲到苦难的时候，我们一定会讲到罪。
When we talk about suffering.We cannot avoid talking about sin.
因为在上帝最初的创造里面，在伊甸园里面是没有苦难的。
In the original creation of God, in the Eden Garden, there's no suffering at that time.
那么后来为什么有了苦难呢
？Why there is suffering later?
因为人犯罪离开了神。
Because man sinned and was away from God.
就像一棵树枝，它离开了树叶。
Just like a branch of a tree, it leaves the tree.
它的结局一定会是死亡。
The result is definitely that is death.
所以说，我们的苦难首先是我们犯罪的一个结果。
First, I would like to say that suffering is the result of our sin.
也是公义的上帝对人类的一个审判。
It's also punishment of the righteous God.
所以说，我们为什么会有苦难？因为我们是为罪受苦。
Why do we have suffered? Because we suffer from sins.
那为罪受苦啊，不仅仅是我个人所犯的罪。
So we suffer from sins. It's not because of our personal sins.
乃是人类的整体离开了上帝。
Because the whole humankind, we have left God.
所以说就一定会有苦难。
So we definitely will have sufferings.
所以作为一个人，我们不可避免的都会有苦难。
So as a person.We cannot avoid suffering.
那或多或少，或早或晚。
More or less, later or sooner.
那即使有一个人，他一生都很顺利。
So even if a person, his life is so smooth.
但他最终也会面临死亡这样的痛苦。
But he still will face the pain of death later.
那就像抗日战争一样。
Just like anti-Japanese war.
那整个中国和日本处在一个战争当中。
So Japan and China were in the war situation.
那作为一个中国人，他无论是好还是坏，他不可避免的就要承担这个苦难带来的后果。
So as a Chinese, no matter he's in the war or not, but he has to suffer the result of the war.
那不仅仅是抗日战争，而且当时在第二次世界大战。
Not only anti-Japanese war, but the World War II.
那作为一个人，他一定会承担或多或少的苦难的后果。
As a person, he or she had to suffer the result of this war.
那就像几年前我在 New Orleans 发了洪水。
Some years ago, I experienced flood in New Orleans.
这个洪水向前流的时候
，When the flood flew forward.
啊，他不会看着说，哦，这是基督徒的房子，我就不淹了。
So it didn't recognize that this is Christian's house. I won't go through this.
哇，这个房子是执事的，我就避开它。
Or maybe this house belongs to a deacon of a church. I would avoid it.
所以说，作为人，我们一定就会受苦。
So as a person, we definitely will suffer.
苦难它就是我们人生的一部分。
Sufferings are part of our life.
当然，我们有时候受苦是为别人的罪受苦。
Sometimes we suffer because of others' sin.
那当然也会为自己的罪受苦。
Certainly, we'll suffer from all things.
这是在个人的层面上。
This is at the level of personal level.
那有时候我们也会为义受苦。
Sometimes we suffer for righteousness.
因为这个世界是一个堕落的世界。
Because this world is falling, has fallen.
它从总体上讲，从根本上讲，是与神为敌的。
Generally speaking, it's against God.
所以圣经上说，每一个敬虔度日的人，他都要受逼迫。
So in Bible it says that every person who is devout will be suffered.
所以说苦难的总根源是罪。
So the origin of sufferings is sin.
那这边我们讲到罪的时候，我们有的弟兄姐妹或者有的非基督徒可能问这样的问题。
So some non-Christians might ask this question.
那为什么会有罪
？Why there's sin?
那我们就不可避免会讲另外一件事情。
So we can't avoid talking about another thing.
那就是撒旦的事情。
That's about Satan.
因为我们的祖先亚当是因为撒旦的诱惑才与神隔绝，才犯罪的。
So
our ancestor,
Adam, sinned because of Satan.
我们可能一直问这样的问题：为什么伊甸园里面会有一个蛇
？So we might have been asking about the same question.Why there was a serpent in the Eden?
那为什么亚当夏娃没有把那个园子看好，让那个蛇进来了
？So why didn't Adam and Eve protect the garden well that the serpent would come into the garden?
那有的人甚至会问，为什么亚当他不是一个广州人，看见一个蛇就把他给吃了
？So some other people might ask, why Adam wasn't a Cantonese? If he saw the serpent, the snake, he would just catch it and eat it.
我先不要吃善恶树的果子，我先把你吃了再说。
So I won't eat the fruit on the tree of good and evil, telling good and evil, but I would eat you, the snake, first.
那我们这样问的时候，实际上我们在假想，如果没有这一切的发生，我们人生不就万事大吉了吗
？So why we ask this question? Because we thought that without all this, our life would be smoother.
那上帝为什么会允许撒旦的存在？
So why God allowed the existence of Satan?
那撒旦是谁呢
？Who is Satan?
那撒旦在希伯来文里面它是仇敌的意思。
So in Hebrew, Satan means enemy.
在希腊文里面是做假见证的、控诉的意思。
And in Greek, Satan means false witness or accuser.
那圣经里面讲的他的工作包括说谎，包括犯罪。
So in Bible it says Satan's work include telling lies.And sin.
那他到底从哪里来的呢
？So where does Satan come from？
那有两处的经文，我们一定是要讲的。一处是在以赛亚书第14章的12节到第15节。
So we need to talk about two verses. One is in Isaiah chapter 14.
那这边讲的撒旦的起源是非常光明的。
So it talks about the origin of Satan. It was bright.
那非常有尊贵的。
And there's high status.
那圣经里面讲的他是明亮之星，早晨之子，是从天坠落的。
It mentioned that he was Morning star, son of the dawn.
那他为什么会堕落呢？因为他要升到天上，他要高举他的宝座在神众星以上。
So why he fell? Because he wanted to ascend to heaven and raise his throne above the stars of God.
那他要与至上者同等。
And he wants to ascend above, sit enthroned on the Mount of Assembly.
那另外一次经文是以西结书的28:12的到19。
And another part of scripture is Ezekiel's. Chapter 28.
那这边讲到撒旦的身份曾经是受膏遮掩约柜的基路伯。
It says about the status of Satan, and he was anointed as a guardian, a cherub.
所以他是天使长。
He's the angel, head of the angels.
所以因着天使长的堕落，所以说一部分的天使也就跟着他堕落，成为了魔鬼。
Because of his falling.Many other angels also fell and became devils.
所以说，当我们看撒旦的时候，我们先看到的是天使被造。
So when we saw Satan, we see that Satan was created as angel.
然后是一部分的天使堕落成为魔鬼。
Then some angels fall as Satan, like became devils.
那他的工作包括骄傲、说谎、犯罪。
His work include pride.Lies and sins,
包括欺骗人、控告人、伤害人。
Cheating, accusing, and harming people.
尤其是在我们一个现在科学的时代。
In the current world of science,
我们越来越忽视撒旦的存在和工作。
We tend to ignore the work of Satan.
但是撒旦最大的伎俩就是让我们忽视他的存在和工作。
So the most effective strategy of Satan is let us to ignore his work.
那就像一个间谍到了另外一个国家做间谍活动一样。
Just like a spy, you know, going to another country to do the spying work.
那间谍不会到街上说啊，我是间谍，我是间谍，警察来抓我。
A spy won't go onto the street and yelling, say, I'm a spy, come to catch me.
所以说，撒旦的工作它是隐藏的。
So the work of Satan is hidden.
但是我们如果仔细去思考或者仔细去体会的话。
So, but if we think about it again,
如果我们的生活节奏慢一点，我们就能够觉察到撒旦他的工作。
So, if our work life pace is slower, we should recognize the work of Satan.
好，我今天跟我太太吵架了，我就后来想，为什么当时那个声音突然变得那么大了
？So when I quarreled with my wife, I later realized that why my voice raised a lot.
那当然，那里面有我的罪，但其中很有可能也有撒旦的工作。
So it should be include my sin.But certainly, it includes the work of Satan.
当我们在网上买东西的时候，那个东西变得对我非常的有吸引力，让我很难抗拒。
So when we serve a shopping online, and something became so attractive to me that I cannot reject it.
当然当中有我的罪，但是也有撒旦的工作。
Certainly, it includes my sin, but also the work of Satan.
我们仔细读约伯记第一章和第二章的时候。
So if we read chapter 1 or 2 of Job.
那我们就会发现，我们所看为很正常、很自然的一些事情，可能也都是撒旦的工作。
So what we look at seem natural, but it might be the work of Satan.
像约伯所经历的战争、自然灾害和疾病，都是撒旦的工作。
So what Job experience, you know, sufferings, it's all work of Satan.
那撒旦最后的结局是什么呢？
What's the fate of Satan?
启示录第20:10讲的，那迷惑他们的魔鬼被扔在硫磺的火湖里，就是兽和假先知所在的地方。他们必受业受痛苦，直到永永远远。
So in Revelation chapter 20:10, and the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet had been thrown. They will be tormented day and night forever and ever.
那我们可能会问，上帝为什么不现在就把它给灭掉呢
？So we would ask another question: Why doesn't God just kill Satan right now？
这当然是一个奥秘。
Certain is a mystery.
但是有一处的经文可以帮助我们明白一点。
But there's another scripture verse that will help us understand.
那创世纪第15:16说，到了第四代，也就是以色列人必回到此地，因为当地的人亚玛利人的罪孽还没有满。
So in Genesis chapter 15, verse 16, it says, in the fourth generation, your descendants will come back here, for the sin of the Amorites has not yet reached its full measure.
虽然迦南七族的最终的命运是被赶尽杀绝。
So although their the fate is they will be killed.
但是当他们的罪恶还没有满盈的时候，神并没有这么做，或者说并没有允许以色列人这么做。
So when the sins of Amorites hasn't reached its full measure, God didn't allow it to happen, or Israel didn't do it.
说虽然我们这是猜测，虽然有可能撒旦他是极恶的，但是他的恶现在还没有满盈。
So we may assume that Satan is evil, but his sin hasn't been to the full measure.
所以说神现在还没有把撒旦灭掉。
So God has not killed Satan.
神要借着人类创造和拯救的这个过程来彰显魔鬼的恶，实现对魔鬼的审判。
So God would reveal the sin of devil.They're human beings in order to punish the devils.
但是我们可能会问
But we might ask again.
那神要审判魔鬼，为什么拉上人类做一个垫背的？
So why God, he wants to punish the devils, but still get human beings involved?
那神要彰显魔鬼的恶，为什么要在我们人类当中彰显？
So when God wants to reveal the sin of devils, why he wants to reveal it?Among human beings.
这是不是不公平？
Is it fair?
啊，我们要知道哈，我们受苦，我们犯罪，当然撒旦有他的作用，但是根本的原因是我们犯了罪。
So certainly, there was work of Satan, but it's also because we human beings, we also sin.
我们看看我们是怎样犯了罪。
So let's see how we sin.
那创世纪第三章第一节到第五节说。
So in Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 to 5,
那蛇对女人说，你们不一定死。
The serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die.
那另外一个正确的翻译应当是你们一定不会死。
You will not die.
因为神知道你们吃的日子眼睛就明亮了，因为你们便如神能知道善恶。
For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened.And you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
那吃善恶树的果子和如神能知道善恶有什么问题呢？
So eat the fruit of good and evil, and what's problem with that?
我们知道哈，如神是没有问题的。
We know that if we look like we are like God, there's no problem with that.
因为神的心意就是让我们像神那样有荣耀、有尊贵、有良善。
Actually, God's will is that.He wants us to be like him and to have respect, have kindness.
那知道善恶也是没有问题。
If we know good and evil, there's no problem with that either.
那不知道弟兄姐妹想过没有，在亚当夏娃吃善恶树之前，他们知不知道善恶？
So I don't know whether you have thought about this question. Before Adam and Eve, they knew good and evil. Did they really know that before they eat the fruit?
他们知不知道善恶？
Did they know that?
他们是知道善恶。
They did.
他们只不过是不是像神那样知道善恶。
But the fact is that they knew good and evil, but they didn't, like, they were not like God, knowing good and evil.
他们是从神那里知道善恶。
They know good and evil from God.
所以他们知道吃善恶树的果子是不好的。
They know that it was not right to eat the fruit of good and evil.
那在吃善恶树的果子之前，他们有没有智慧？
So before they ate the fruit, did they have wisdom?
他们是不是大傻瓜？
Were they fools?
啊，我们有时候会觉得我们现在的人很聪明。你看，我们造了电脑哈，造了麦克风，造了飞机，造了航空母舰，好像我们很聪明。
So,
大家有没有想过，现在的人聪明还是以前的人聪明？
So sometimes we think that we're so clever, we have made so many things, airplanes, computers, many other things. Well, do you think that whether we are smarter than people in the past?
好，我们要知道，我们现在的聪明是建立在历史的积累基础之上的。
So our cleverness was built upon the foundations in the past.
亚当不仅仅聪明有智慧，而且是很有智慧。
Adam was smart, was also has a lot of wisdom.
他能够把那么多的动物和植物都起名字，这可是一件很了不起的事情。
It was great, amazing that he could name all the animals.
好，我们现在给一个孩子起名，要想他一年半年，可能想不出来。
So when we gave our newborn baby, we had to maybe spend a couple of years to think about it, what name we would like to give to him or her.
所以如神和知道善恶都是没有问题的。
So be like God or know good and evil, there will be no problem with that.
但是如神知道能知道善恶，那就有问题。
But if we are like God, knowing good and evil, that's a problem.
这就意味着我要自己做主。
That means I would be my own Lord.
我要自己来决定善恶的标准。
I will decide and judge what is good and evil.
这就像小孩子一样，我不要听父母的了。
That's like a child. He or she doesn't want to listen to parents.
我要决定吃冰淇淋是好还是不好。
I will decide whether it's good or bad to eat ice cream.
我要自己做父母了。
I'll be my own parent.
所以当人吃了善恶树的果子之后，
After man eat the fruit of good and evil,
就意味着人跨越了神和人的界限。
So that means man had crossed the line, the boundary of between man and God.
人自己成为了神。
Man became God.
人践踏了神所赐给我们的自由。
Man stepped on the freedom that God gave us.
所以善恶树它一个根本的一个因素就是我们的自由。
So the basic question is the freedom.
还有我们的自由要降服于神。
And also the freedom that it has to be under the God, under God.
如果没有善恶树，我们就没有选择，因为所有的选择就是好的，我们人就是一个机器人。
So without the tree of knowing good and evil, then we human being would be robot.
那我们的自由和天使的自由不一样的地方是？
So the freedom of a man and the freedom of angels is different.
那有可能就是我们自由的实施需要有一个外界因素，这个外界因素就是撒旦。
So there is an external reason to the freedom of us, and that is the Satan.
而且有了自由就一定有责任。
If we have freedom, we have to have some responsibility.
那作为一个人，我们要选择，但是我们要承担选择的责任。
As a human being, we have the choice, but we have to bear the responsibility of the choice.
我们不可能只要自由，不要自由选择的结果。
So we have freedom, but we cannot avoid the choice, the result of the choice of freedom.
那就像一个孩子他长不大一样。
Just like a child who can never grow up.
那就是有可能因为我们给他承担责任太多了。
That might be because we bear too much responsibility for this child.
他从来没有学着去承担责任。
This child never get the chance to bear some responsibility.
所以他也不会慎重的选择。
So he or she didn't know how to make careful choice.
他也不会成长。
And he or she cannot grow up.
所以这就是我们作为人有自由的一个危机或者是困境。
So this is a crisis or problem when we have the freedom choice of freedom.
所以我们看整个人类的历史，实际上就是人在选择的历史。
So when we look at the history of the humankind, it's actually the history of choice.
就是人在决定到底什么是好，什么是坏的历史。
So human beings, men, decide what is good and right, what is good and bad.
我们每一个人都要在自己的人生当中，我们人类要在整个的漫长的历史当中来学会这个选择的重要性。
So we have to learn the importance of choices in our life.
如果没有经过试炼，如果没有经过选择，如果没有经过承担后果的话，我们人就不会成长。
So we human beings cannot grow up without all these choices, without all these responsibilities.
所以说，虽然最开始的伊甸园可能非常的美好。
Maybe originally the Eden Garden was very beautiful, perfect.
但是那样的一个美好，那样的一个完全，是一个没有经过试炼、没有经过实践的美好。
But the perfectness wasn't tested.
那相比于创世纪第一章和第二章。
So in Genesis 1st and 2nd.
那启示录的21章和22章。
In the Revelation chapter 20-22.
那整个的人类经过我们的选择，经过上帝的拯救所达到的完全。
So human beings would become perfect after the test.
那是一个更高的完全。
It's a higher level of perfect perfectness.
那上帝要借着他的拯救，借着人类的苦难，借着人要学的功课，把人带到一个更完全的地步。
So God will bring human beings to a higher level through this creation, the tests.
那就像有的父母非常呵护自己的儿女。
So some parents would care too much about for their child children.
那我们不让他接触任何的事情。
We will protect them and avoid them to get involved with any other things.
那他是在温室里面长大的。
So the child just grew up in a greenhouse.
那当然他没有犯罪，他很乖。
Certainly the child is a good child. He never or she never get a chance to sin.
但是当他上了大学，他自由之后，还能不能这样呢？
But when he or she goes to college and has more freedom, would he or she still be at the same?
那就像有的人说，有的父母哈，为了不让孩子接触不好的东西。
So some parents would not like their children to see or get involved with bad things.
那以前的时候只有报纸，就把报纸上那些不好的东西都剪下来，剪得一个洞一个洞的。
And some parents would cut some bad news in the newspaper to not let the children to watch.
那很多hole叫 holy paper.
So it's called. There are a lot of holes in the newspaper, so they call it holy newspaper.
当然，我们也不是让孩子接触不好的东西啊。
So it's not like we shouldn't let our children to see or get involved in bad things.
那我们说的，无论是个人还是人类整体。
So not only person, human beings, but the whole human being, humankind.
如果不经过这么一个选择拯救的过程。
So without the process of choice and salvation,
我们就不可能到达一个更为完全的境界。
We cannot reach a higher level of perfect.
这是神对人的心意。
So this is the will of God to human being.
所以神对人的心意是非常高的。
So God's will or hope, expectation for human beings is very high.
人的价值是非常尊贵的。
And our value is high.
人的自由也是非常尊贵的。
And our freedom is great.
但是有了自由，有了价值，我们可能就有危机。
So when we have freedom and value, we might face crisis.
我们如果没有自由，可能就没有这些事情。
Without freedom, we might not face this kind of thing.
但是如果我们没有自由，我们的人生也就没有价值。
But without freedom, our life does not have any value.
我们要选择价值，要选择自由，就一定要承担这个自由和价值的结果。
So if we want to have freedom and want to have the choice, we have to bear the outcome.
可能就变得不是那样的安全。
We won't feel secure.
那就像一个女孩子是美丽的安全还是丑陋的安全。
Just like a girl, whether they face the security of beauty or ugliness.
那当然是。 可能丑陋了比较安全。
So maybe it's safer to be more uglier.
但是我们作为父母，愿不愿意自己很丑陋呢？
But as parents ourselves, do we want us to be uglier?
我记得我们当中一对弟兄姐妹，当时他们第一个女儿出生的时候，小孩子刚生下来不是那么美丽。
So when I remember that there are a couple in our church, when they had their first baby, The baby didn't look beautiful.
因为小孩子刚生下来都是不是那么美丽的。
So when we saw newborn baby, they all look ugly.
哎呀，这个妈妈就很担心。哎呀，我什么都为这个孩子祷告了，就是没为他的容貌祷告。
So the mother just said that I prayed for everything for the child, but I forgot to pray for his or her beauty.
那长大了好像不是那么美丽怎么办？
So what can I do if he doesn't or she doesn't look handsome or pretty.
所以说我们宁愿是选择价值，而不是选择安全。
So we would prefer the value, but not safety or security.
这就是我们自由的一个危机。
So that's the crisis of our freedom.
我们的责任不是说不要自由了。
So our responsibility is that we don't need the freedom.
而是选择让我们的自由来降服于神。
But we have to choose our freedom to be under God.
所以说为什么会有苦难？
So why do we have sufferings?
那第一点是神通过人类彰显魔鬼的恶，实现对魔鬼的审判。
So first God revealed the sin of devil through their human beings in order to punish the devils.
那另外一点就是神通过魔鬼，通过苦难，通过他的救恩，把人类带到更完全的境地。
So another point is that God will make human beings more perfect through devil's sufferings and his salvation.
说哥林多后书第二章，哥林多后书第四章第十七节这么说：我们这自赞自轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比、永远的荣耀。
So in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 17 says, "For light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all."
那从个人的经历上讲，罗马书第五章这么说：患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
So for personal, in Rome chapter 5, verses 3 to 5, suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us.
那有的人可能会问，
Some people might ask,
魔鬼也受苦了，我们人也受苦了，那神好像是在旁边站着看，是不是？
So Satan suffers and human beings suffered.And why does God just stand by and watching this?
那我是可能会到达一个很高的境界。
So I might reach that higher level.
但是我太苦了。
But I suffer so much.
那是不是神就站在一边看着呢？
So is that that God just stand there watching?
好，我们的信仰与其他信仰本质的不一样的地方是。
The difference between our faith and other faith.
就是我们的救主他是进入我们的苦难。
Is that our Savior?Enter into our sufferings.
他替我们承担苦难。
He bear our sufferings.
好，我们爱，因为神先爱了我们。
We love because God loves us first.
我们受苦是因为神也在受苦。
We suffer because God also suffered.
好，有人做过这么一个不是很精确的比喻。
Some people have a parable.
说中国的儒教。
The Confucianism.
就是说你掉到坑里去了，这个儒家思想就这么讲。
So according to the Confucius teaching, you fell into a pit.
好，我早就告诉你了，你不要掉下去，你看掉下去你就上不来了吧。
I told you earlier, you shouldn't fall into the pit. Now see, you cannot get up.
那佛教呢？
And Buddhism, according to Buddhism.
那佛教就是想办法把你给拉上来。
Buddhism, they try to pull you up.
那我们基督教呢？
But Christianity,
就是我们所信的主耶稣，他自己跳到坑里面去。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, fell into pit himself.
那他把我们给拖上了。
He pulled us up.
所以圣经里面有很多的地方讲到基督所受的苦难。
So in the Bible, many places talks about the sufferings of Jesus.
那基督从苦难到荣耀的道路。
The way from suffering to glory of Jesus Christ.
像腓立比书第二章的第五节到第十一节。
In Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to 11.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
So Philippians chapter 2 verses 5 to 11 says, who being in very nature God did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to deathEven death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted himself to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
So, 基督曾经是至高。
So, Jesus Christ, he was high.
但是他到了最低。
But he went down to the lowest.
他又升到了最高。
But then he was exalted to the highest.
他走的道路就是从苦难到荣耀的道路。
So his way was from suffering to glory.
那希伯来书第五章第七节第九节这么说。
So in Hebrews chapter 5 verses 7 to 9.
基督在肉体的时候，既大声哀哭，流泪祷告， 恳求那能救他免死的主，就因他的虔诚蒙了应允。他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人，成了永远得救的根源。
So in Hebrews chapter 5, verses 7 to 9, during the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent submission. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered, and once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him.
那彼得前书第一章第十节和十一节。
So in First Peter, chapter 10, chapter 1.
也讲到众先知和圣灵都要来证明基督受苦难，后来得荣耀。
So it also talks about the prediction of the suffering of Christ and the glories that would follow.
所以我们看到人类在受苦的时候，基督也在受苦，而且是受更大的苦。
So we see when we human beings suffer, actually Jesus Christ suffered too, but also suffered more.
那神也借着这样一个苦难，使基督更加的完全。
So God made Jesus Christ more perfect through the sufferings.
所以说，我们看一看为什么会有苦难。
So let's see, why do we have suffering?
那神通过人类彰显魔鬼的恶，实现对魔鬼的审判。
So God revealed the sins of devil via human beings in order to punish the devils.
那神通过魔鬼，通过苦难，通过救恩，使人类更加的完全。
God will make human beings more perfect through devils, sufferings, and salvation.
也是他的独生子耶稣基督更加的完全。
And also make his only son more perfect.
神通过他的创造、拯救、审判，彰显他的荣耀。
God reveals His glory through His creation, salvation, and judgment.
因为上帝创造了万物，万物都是因他的旨意被创造而有的。
Because God created all things, and by His will they were created and have their being.
所以我们看一看这个得救的顺序。
So let's see the order of the salvation.
对不起啊，我们先是有。基督的拣选。
First, we have the choice of by Jesus Christ.
那在创世以前，神就在基督里面拣选了我们。
So before creation, God already chose us.
那先有天使的创造。
There was creation of angel.
在天使堕落之后，神又创造了人类。
After angels fell, God created human being.
那人类堕落之后，神派了耶稣基督来拯救我们。
After the fall of man, God sent Jesus Christ to save us.
这是一个逻辑或者时间的顺序。
So this is the sequence of time or logic.
那我们的弟兄姐妹可能会问。
So brothers and sisters, you might ask the question.
那我们的上帝是不是一个救火队长呢？
So is God a firefighter?
啊，就像说上帝创造了天使，天使出问题了，赶紧让人来解决天使的问题。
So God created angels, and then angels fell, and God created human beings to solve the problem.
那人出了问题了，上帝又派耶稣来解决人的问题。
Then there is problem with the man, with human beings. Then God created, sent Jesus Christ to come to save us.
那上帝是不是就是来应急呢？
So does God deal with crisis?
那上帝是不是就像一个木匠一样，我做了一块木头，还不知道怎么办？
So does God like a carpenter? He has a piece of wood, but doesn't know how to deal with it.
那再做另外一块木头。
Then, make another piece of wood.
那再做另外一块木头。
And another one.
我相信不是这样的。
I believe that's not true.
那就像一个好的木匠一样，在他做一个桌子之前，他都已经想好了。
So just like a good carpenter, before he made a good table, he would already have his design.
那上帝有他永恒的旨意。
God has His own eternal will.
有他永恒的计划。
Eternal plan.
有他自己要实现他计划和旨意的道路。
Way to complete realize the salvation.
那上帝永恒的旨意是什么呢？
So what's God's eternal purpose?
那就是以弗所书第一章第九节到第十一节，第九节到第十节。
So in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9 to 10.
叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候， 是天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
He made known to us the mystery of his will according his good pleasure, which he purposed on in Christ to be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ.
我们的父要把所有的荣耀都交给子。
So God, the Heavenly Father, would give the glory to his Son.
那子要把所有的荣耀再归还给上帝。
And Son would return the glory to Heavenly Father.
那神永恒的旨意不仅仅是在基督里面所有的都同归于一。
So all in heaven and earth together under one head, Christ.
而且要借着耶稣基督得着一大群的儿女。
But also, gain a whole bunch of brothers and sisters via Jesus Christ.
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里面拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
So, for he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight.
所以说，基督的十字架是在时间里面发生的。
So the cross of Jesus Christ happens, in the history.
那我们的救恩也是在时间里面发生和经历的。
So our salvation also happens in the time, that process.
但是基督被钉十字架和我们的救恩也是在永恒里面发生的。
But Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross, and our salvation also happened in the eternity.
就像启示录第十三章第八节一样。
Like it says in Revelation chapter 13 verse 8.
那我们和合本的翻译是凡住在地上名字从创世以来没有记在被杀之羔羊生命册上的人都要拜他。
So it says all the inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast. All whose names have not been written in the book of life belonging to the lamb that was slain from the creation of the world.
那另外一种翻译是
And there's another translation.
那从创世以来不修饰名字。
So,The same in the
而是修饰被杀的羔羊。
So the lamb that was slain from the creation of the world.
所以说这样的一个翻译是凡住在地上名字没有记载从创世以来被杀之羔羊生命册上的人都要拜他。
So that's two translations of the same words.
所以这个从创世以来可以修饰被杀的羔羊，也就是说被杀的羔羊是在创世以前就已经被杀了。
So it actually says that the lamb was already slain before the creation of the world.
它不仅仅是在时间里面发生的一件事情。
Didn't even not only happen in the timeline.
更是在上帝的旨意里面，在永恒里面所发生的一件事情。
It also happened in the eternity of God's will.
所以神要借着这一切的事情来让他的儿子得着荣耀。
So God would like Jesus Christ, His Son, to get all the glory.
所以我们看我们的救恩的时候
，So when we see our salvation，
好，我们的救恩不仅仅是救我们脱离苦难
，Our salvation not only help us out of our sufferings，
那更根本的是救我们脱离罪
，But actually， the real purpose is help us get out of the sins，
不仅仅是救我们脱离罪的行为和罪的捆绑
，So not only be out of the behavior of sins and also the bounding。Of binding of the sins.
而且要救我们脱离我们的罪性，这就是复活。
But also help us be away from our sins, and that's called salvation or resurrection.
那我们的救恩也救我们脱离这个罪恶的世界。
So our salvation also help us be away from this sinful world.
那加拉太书这么说。
In Galatians.
那第一章，基督为我们的罪舍己。或者叫舍命，要救我们脱离这个罪恶的时代。
So Jesus Christ, saves us and helps us, be away from the sinful world.
那我们的救恩也救我们脱离魔鬼。
So our salvation also helps us be away from, Satan.
那我们的救恩救我们到哪里去呢
？But, where does our salvation save us from? Where to, to where?
那我们的目的地在哪里？
Where is our destination?
So, our 目的地不仅仅是今生的健康和顺利。
Our destination, our purpose is not just our health and smoothness in our life.
那在上帝的恩典里面, 我们有时候会有健康, 会有顺利。
So in the grace of God, sometimes we are healthy, sometimes not.
但不总是这样的。
Doesn't always like the same.
因为人人都有一死, 死后却有审判。
Because we all will face death, and we all face just judgment after death.
我们的救恩要救我们有一个称义的地位, 我们在神面前是义人。
So our salvation means we need to justify ourselves and be righteous before God.
那在基督耶稣里面, 神完全地接纳我们。
So in Jesus Christ, God accepts us totally.
我们的救恩不仅仅让我们称义, 也让我们行义。
So our righteousness not only help us justify ourselves, but also have righteous behavior.
因为我们的救主不是一个死的救主。
Because our Savior is not a dead Savior.
住在我们身上的圣灵不是一个死的圣灵。
The Holy Spirit in us is not a dead Holy Spirit.
圣灵是活的圣灵, 基督是活的救主。
Holy Spirit is living,
基督要,
and the Savior, Jesus Christ, is living.
基督要借着圣灵活在我们的生命当中。
Jesus Christ will live in our life through the Holy Spirit.
我们不仅仅要称义, 而且要行义。
We not only justify ourselves, but also need to behave righteously.
但是我们的义在耶稣基督来之前,
but our righteousness before Jesus Christ,
那在这个世界里面,
in this world,
是不可能完全的,
cannot be perfect.
我们要永远地追求完全, 但是我们永远地不能达到完全, 在耶稣基督来之前。
We always seek perfectness, but we cannot reach that before Jesus Christ.
那我们的完全要在耶稣基督来之后, 在新天新地里面才能够成就。
So our perfect can be realized after Jesus Christ in the new heaven and the new earth.
我们不单单是一个独立的个人。
We're not just an individual.
我们不单单是与人对立的个人。
We're not just an individual against other people.
我们都是基督身体上的一部分。
We are part of Jesus Christ.
我们是不同的肢体在一个身体里面。
We are part or branch in one body.
而且在新天新地里面与主一同作王。
And be king with the Lord in the new heaven and the new earth.
那为什么会有苦难?
So why do we have sufferings?
因为这是神所预定的道路。
Because this is what God planned.
那凡在基督耶稣里面敬虔度日的都要受逼迫。
So if we live in Jesus Christ, and we will suffer.
我们要进入基督的国, 必须经过很多的苦难。
If we want to enter the kingdom of Jesus Christ, we will experience sufferings.
所以说从旧约到新约, 从古到今,
from Old Testament to New Testament, from ancient time to today,
每一个人都在受苦。
Every person suffers.
那每一个基督徒也在受苦。
Every Christian suffers.
可能是每一个更爱主的人, 他越爱主越受苦。
Maybe Christians who love Jesus Christ more would suffer more.
就像约瑟, 就像摩西, 就像大卫, 就像彼得。
Just like Joseph, Moses, David, and Peter.
但是耶稣基督在十字架上承担了最大的苦难。
But Jesus Christ bear the most sufferings on the cross.
最深的苦难。
The deepest sufferings.
最黑暗的苦难。
The darkest sufferings.
我们看我们的教会历史的时候, 我们发现每一个爱主的人, 绝大多数的人, 他们也都在受苦。
So when we see the history of Christianity, we all see most Christians, they suffer.
一个人他越爱主,越蒙主使用。
A person who loves God, loves Jesus Christ more, will be used more.
因为只有这样他才知道自己的软弱。
He would suffer more.
因为只有这样他才会谦卑。
Because in that way, he will know his weakness and he would humble himself.
只有在苦难里面他才知道十字架的道路。
Only through sufferings, he would know the way of cross.
只有在苦难里面他才知道主是多么的爱他。
Only through sufferings, he would understand how God, the Lord, loved him.
那清教徒时代有一个最有名的人叫欧文。
In Protestant period of time, there's a famous person, Owen.
他一共有11个孩子。
He had 11 children.
但是10个是在婴儿的时候都死了。But
10 of them died when they were babies.
那最后一个也是在他去世之前去世的。
And the last one died before he died.
我们在神学院里面用的最广泛的希腊文的教材的作者叫 Mons.
In our seminary, we use a textbook in Hebrew.
In Greek.
In Greek. The name of the textbook is what?
Months.
他用了13年写了一本教牧书信的解经书。 So he spent 13 years and write a like textbook to
他说,
describe to explain Bible.
在这13年里面,
he said during the 13 years
他三个女儿其中去世了两个。
He had three daughters, two of them passed away.
所以说不是我们越爱主就神就不让我们受苦了。
So it's not like if we love God more, we would not suffer.
那神最终会救我们脱离一切的苦难。
So in the end, God will save us from all the sufferings.
那神最终会擦去我们一切的眼泪。
God in the end will wipe our tears.
神最终会让一切的公义伸张。
God will make everything righteous.
神最终会高举他自己的仆人。
And he would hold high his own servants.
但不是现在。
But not now.
现在我们要走我们的主所走的道路。
Now we have to go through the way of Jesus Christ.
我们要走一条从苦难到荣耀的道路。
We'll go on the way from sufferings to glory.
因为神的话已经告诉我们，我们进入神的国，必须经历过很多的苦难。
Because God already told us through His Word, you know, if we want to enter His kingdom, we will go through sufferings.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的父。
Our Heavenly Father.
我们求你怜悯我们。
Please be gracious to us.
因为你知道我们的软弱。
Because you know our weakness.
你知道我们的抱怨。
You know our complaints.
你知道。 你的很多爱你的儿女
You know the children who love you
也像你的爱子一样
Just like your lovely son
在苦难里面呼喊
They call for your name in sufferings
我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我
My God, why have you forsaken me?
我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我
my God, why have you forsaken me?
求你开启我们的眼睛
Please help open our eyes.
让我们看见你的荣耀。
Let us see your glory.
让我们仰望我们的信心创始成终的耶稣。
Let's look upon Jesus Christ who gave us salvation.
他因那摆在前面的喜乐就轻看羞辱。
Because of the joy before him, he ignored the sufferings.
就忍受了十字架的痛苦，坐在神宝座的右边。
He went through the sufferings on the cross. And sat on the right of the throne.
求你加添我们的信心。
Please strengthen our faith.
让我们在苦难里面体会到主的爱。
Let us experience God's love in sufferings.
让我们经历到不是我在受苦，乃是主在受苦。
Help us understand it's not us who are suffering, but actually Jesus Christ, our Lord, is suffering.
乃是主与我一同受苦。
The Lord is suffering with us.
因为你要借着苦难，借着主的苦难。
Your through Jesus Christ's suffering,
你要接我们进入你的荣耀,
you'll choose us and help us be in the glory with you.
我们这自甘自清的苦楚,
our bitterness,
在你的恩典里面要我们成就将来极重无比永远的荣耀,
and help us to realize that glory in you.
我们感谢你,
we thank you.
求你听我们的祷告,
please hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名,
pray in Jesus' name. Amen.